KELX Mobile. Donald, you want to go? W8RCY from W8FU.
I guess he's not awake yet.
I don't know. I haven't heard from him lately, or whether he's got something going on. Is there any racing stuff going on I'm not aware of?
Possibly, I don't know. I don't know, but this time of year, there's always a lot of it.
I take it you're mobile. What's your ETA?
According to my portable brain, 813.
Roger. Well, you will be ahead of me. I'm showing an ETA of 820.
I win.
Yep, I'm going home.
Oh yeah? Ugh. So, tell me about the new beeps.
You know, I so don't pay attention to them that I didn't realize they were different until someone else pointed it out. But apparently this is what it sounds like on a totally stone stock current ASL3 install on a Debian box. These are brand skippy new Wise 5070 Debian. Sorry, my radio. My car start stopped and my radio shut off. How much did you get?
I heard brand speaking new Debian.
Right, okay, yeah, these, so I read at the hub, and I put it on a 5070 brand skippy new Debian 14 install with a brand new ASL3 install. It brought that home to the network here, instead of, you know, being all the way in fence. I feel it gives me a little bit more resilience, should there be any issues. Then the next step was to put, I already had 5070s running All-Star 2, all the sites, but it was just easier for me to get, because I was changing node numbers and everything. So I went ahead and I got three of my Weiss boxes. Yeah, it's luxury, I have a lot of Weiss boxes. But I took three Weiss boxes, did up fresh installs of W14, fresh installs of ASL3, the new node numbers for all three sites. And I had them all but deployed. You know, all I had to do was just plug it, you know, just unplug the old one, plug in the new one, and walk away. So that worked out really well. But anyhow, they're all new installs, and apparently this is the courtesy tone that you hear when you're on the repeater. Well, you hear the dee-doo if you're on the repeater, and you hear bonk if you're on the network. But apparently that's the default nowadays for ASL3.
Okay, well, it's very similar to what I do on my controller, you know. Single bong for repeater and DB for network. So, I kind of like it. Because otherwise, you got to kind of listen for, was it a K or an R?
I didn't think I was doing that. Was I using KNR for courtesy tones, or just when it was coming out of a mode? See, the only time I remember ever doing that was you still get that, but that wasn't a courtesy tone. That was a tone to let you know that the repeater would accept either P25 or analog.
always came after, you know, like 30 seconds later, you or whatever that was, 15 seconds later, you hear the bum bum. But before that, you know, every time somebody on key in place of these tones, it was, you had Morse code. I'm pretty sure I know it was a K for local, and I think it was an R for remote.
I have no clue. I so don't remember. I know you'll still hear a K on the 2.6 and a K or an R when it was... So I have this watchdog timer set up on the... when that used to be mixed mode, it would scan for either P25 or analog. So there were three instances of the repeater programmed into the Quantar's controller. It was scanning three channels, if you will. If you came in with a P25 signal, it would go to channel 2, and it would stay on channel 2 until there was no more traffic for a certain amount of time. And what did they have me do? They had me get off at Gratiot? Oh boy, 94 must be messed up. No wonder it's going to take me till 20 after. Anyhow, when it would drop out of P25 mode and then be ready to accept either, you would get, like, let's say a K. And then you would know that, one, it came out of P25 mode, and two, it was ready for anything. If you keyed up with analog, it would go to channel 3, and it would stay there until there was no activity in the window, and then it would drop an R, I think. I don't remember. I know it was one was a K, I don't know if the other was an R. And then it would give you an R when it came out of analog mode and was ready for any signal. So that's what those were, and they're still there on this repeater, but they're not courtesy tones. So I was surprised. I'd be real surprised if I was using those as courtesy tones.
I don't know. I haven't seen another world, because, I was, up until you made that change, it was always an iron key. If I was a back magnetic cell for some reason, I was on my repeater coming in, when I unkeyed, I was heard it like, you know, did out it, or something like that. And then when I was on the 2.6, every time I unkeyed, you know, right in place of where the beep is now. Drugs is imagining it. Lost it again.
Did you hear that, Phil? The repeater dropped.
Yeah, when I unkeyed it, I noticed it wasn't there. All right, okay, Peter. I don't know, how much did you hear?
Almost nothing. It was very quickly into your transmission. So part of upgrading All-Star 3 was allows me to monitor things on the... on it a little bit more to try to get to the bottom of what's going on here.
Yeah, I was just saying, maybe I was on drugs or something like that, but I absolutely swear that in place of those beeps that are on there now, there was either a K or an R, you know. It was faint. You know, it was much fainter than the beeps, but it was there.
Well, I'm not saying it wasn't. You know, I just don't remember if I did that, and it sounds like something I would do. I'm surprised I would do it and not get rid of those other ones, which I know aren't gone, but I get you. Look at that, Apple Annie's are still... What? They're selling the church? You know that big hoopla in Roseville about the church that Sheets is tearing down? There's a for sale sign.
No, I'm not up on Roseville news. Sheets wanted to buy a church and tear it down?
There's an old church there. I mean, it's not turn of the century or anything, but it's older. And it was right at the corner of downtown Roseville, Utica, and Gratiot. And there's also a beloved restaurant there, Apple Annie's. Excellent, excellent restaurant. In fact, if you get a chance to do Apple Annie's sometime before it's tore down, I would do it. Very good place. But they bought the whole, like, little wedge of property for a seat, and, oh, everybody was outraged. The problem is they tried to sell the church, they tried to renovate it, they tried all sorts of things to save that church, and nothing worked. They even had one of these television show personalities come in, and they were going to come in and renovate it and do something with it, and they walked out on the project. So, you know, everybody can cry all they want, but, you know, it just was sitting there abandoned, and nobody was willing to pick it up. It's, you would think if somebody was that, you know, if there was that a bit of a travesty, somebody had grabbed it. But no, it's getting tore down for a sheet. And then I was driving by now, and it has a for sale sign. That's weird.
Okay, maybe they figured if this is only pay them a certain amount of money, maybe they figure they can get more. I don't know. And there's this overall hatred of sheets for some reason. I don't get it. It's just all this hoopla about them coming in. And I think, you know, competition is a good thing.
Of course, that's exactly what it is, competition. So the first thing you get, your independent gas station owners all crying. So they start telling their neighbors and friends and start seeding the water with, you know, how bad it is. And, you know, and then you get a certain bunch of, you know, people who are duped with, you know, anything they hear. So they buy in, you know, and then it gets a life. So the only people that really care about sheets is Speedway and 7-Eleven, you know, and in little independents. But, you know, they do come in with a hammer. They don't mess around. When they open up a territory, you know, you've seen that they're going, and I think that's what a lot of people are doing. They're just, you know, wait a minute, is this okay for them to be building, like, these things everywhere? You know, and it makes you take pause, and you can't put your finger on why that's a bad thing, but, you know, like in Warren and somewhere else, I forget where, maybe it was Roseville, they passed an ordinance that, you know, there, you know, no new gas stations because there's just too many, you know, and, you know, because people just, there's something they don't like about it. They just don't know what.
Yeah, I mean, there was controversy about it before the very first one broke ground. You know, so I don't know. Yeah, like I said, the locals. But, how many gas stations are actually independently owned? I mean, most franchises, I would think, own multiple stations. They could never survive on just having one.
Yeah, you're right. When I say independent, I mean, like, you know, the lone Shell station on the corner, you know. I just, you know, when I think of big chain Speedway, and then 7-Eleven's going to get a lot of competition from Sheets because, you know, they seem to have everything 7-Eleven has and better. So, you know, I think that 7-Elevens, Speedways, you know, pretty much all those. I mean, BT's got some big ones with, you know, the full service and food and everything. You know, they're going to all feel a little pinch. Anyhow, I got breakfast there yesterday, I think I was telling you. It was pretty good. My wife said, boy, it's the best breakfast sandwich I've had. He just got, like, a croissant with ham and cheese, and then they had these little Cinnabon mini things, and she was quite impressed with her breakfast from Sheets.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how that was. That's good. The only thing I've had bought from Sheets other than gas is an iced tea. I think I went into one in Ohio. And before any of these were open out here. So I don't really know the experience yet. But I'm sure I will. Further, I know there's none out in my area. They've shut down most of them, I think, that they were going to try.
Missed almost all of it. Are you close enough to hit Mount Clemens?
Oh, I sure am. I gotta remember how to get to it. You know, with this new radio. So, hold on. Yeah, I'll meet you over there, Cape Pierre.
I'll be at a few.
WAPD is mobile.
F-A-D-I-C.
Hey, Jack.
Morning.
Uncle Wally here, WAPD.
Yes, Uncle Wally, I'm on my way there.
Okay, so am I.
See you in a few.
Go ahead again, I didn't get your call, sorry.
F-A-D-I-C. F-A-D-I-C. F-A-D-I-C.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Lance, are you hearing this? Are you right? Dylan, are you still listening? W8FU.
Are you calling me?
So, you don't sound like Darren.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, I just, he was wondering if the systems were linked. I just hooked them back up. Weren't they connected this morning when we were on our way in?
We were talking about Clemens and Warren, they were connected.
Yeah, but you and I were both on 2.6, and then we both QSY'd to Mount Clemens. If at any point there was nobody else involved, so they could have been disconnected, and we didn't even notice because we transitioned at the same time.
Yeah, now that you mention it, that is true.
I hooked them back up. So, anywho, I just, I don't know why they were disconnected. There was no weather nets or anything like that, so, oh well. They're hooked back up now.
Yeah, speaking of weather, it's really raining hard out here in Pontiac, so, coming your way.
Roger, hopefully it stays a little north of us. But I don't have any outdoor stuff to do, so, not the end of the world. Although I do have my window open, get some air in on the western side of the house, so I have to watch that.
Yeah, well, this doesn't look too isolated. It looks pretty widespread. It's moving eastward. I bet you're going to get it.
Well, we shall. Yeah, it does look like it's everywhere to the west. So, alrighty. Well, I'm on my street. I'm going to get back in the drive here, get inside. Catch you in a bit. W8FU.
All right. Catch you later, KTS.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, trying to hit the Glenn repeater.
You've done it. Thank you for not saying trying to connect to.
Thank you so much for responding. I'm really glad I could get it. I'm currently mobile and commuting over here from Otisville all the way to Flint at the moment. And, yeah, I guess I'm just glad to hit it and be back in range. Nice to meet you today. I'm Chris.
All right, Chris. Well, yeah, you're making it quite well, so all good. I just walked in the door, though, from had breakfast with some friends. Every 2 months we get together and a little ways from home. I just walked in. I've got a kitten who is glad to see me, but just being annoying as hell. So I'm going to say good morning, and I wanted to make sure you got a response. Name here is Sean, and the call is W8 Foxtrot United. So after yours, I'm going to tend to this cat. W8FU.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance today, Sean. I hope you enjoy your breakfast. This is Chris, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, clear and monitoring.
K-E-A-W-O-J.
Hello, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, Chris, mobile and commuting.
Hello, Chris, how are you doing today?
Doing quite well over here. I'm actually on a run from Otisville all the way to Flint so that I can pick up some items from the local Staples.
Oh, okay. Name's here, Rick on this end. I used to live up in Lapeer. Kind of miss it.
I did kind of lose the tail end of your transmission over there. It's probably because I'm over commuting and kind of getting interference here and there. Do you mind repeating that for me, please?
Yes, sir. The name's Rick here. I used to live up in Lapeer there. I know Otisville, not real well, but sort of. I believe that's a little bit north of Davidson, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's just a little bit north of Davidson, and I'm actually in that area for a volunteer trip I'm on. I'm volunteering at a Christian kids camp, and actually, that is the reason I'm going all the way down to Staples. I'm picking up some laminated bookmarks for the kids.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, if you got time, wander through Davidson there and stop in at William the Gunsight Company, one of my favorite places. They got a big new, I guess it ain't new anymore. They got a big store now.
Wow. Well, actually, I was just in the market for a firearm. I think I'm just one more paycheck away from saving up for it. I'm specifically looking for a FN Reflex, mainly as my first small arm now that I'm 21.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Well, you should stop in there and take a look. They got all kinds of stuff. Might even have some pretty good prices.
Connected to CMN Network.
For sure. I'm going to add that to my two stop places over here in Davidson. I know a little bit further north, there is a Red Barn gun store. That is typically the one that I like to visit. usually on the last day of volunteering when I'm heading home.
Oh, I believe that's Ken's. I think it's on M15 there, Ken's Gun Shop there. I used to go there a long time ago when I was back in high school. Me and my buddies used to wander on up there and look at the used stuff there. I've wanted to stop in there ever since, and when I was living in Lapeer, I never could find the place. Probably drove right by it a couple times.
Yep, that's the one that I was talking about, the one on M15. A really lovely store, too.
Yeah, if I remember right, it's kind of a red barn, I guess, an old barn, and got a shooting range out back if you want to try out your new gun kind of thing. I got a shotgun there once and went out back and was shooting slugs off a bench. And as a high schooler, that knocked the heck out of me.
Oh, yes, I bet. When I turned 18 in high school, I actually bought my first shotgun, and oh man, even nowadays, you can't get ready for the kick. It just gets you pretty good. But I did not know that they actually allowed you to try out their guns out there. That sounds really fun. Well, I know what I'll be doing in, let's see, 13 days left of volunteering in this area, too. So, wow, thank you so much for letting me know. That's a pleasure. Is there any other cool places to stop by in the area as well?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Shooting and fishing was about all I did when I was up there. I can't even think of any good places to eat there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you're right. There really isn't that many places up there. However, they recently built a Taco Bell right by the camp we are at, so that is one of our go-to places for munchies at night. There's also a local McDonald's as well, and this year, actually, I noticed a brand new burger restaurant. I think that'll be one of the places I'll have to stop, at least just to see what it's all about.
Further south, south of Davidson, there's a town called Wardenville. Of course, that's a little far for you guys to go, but there used to be an A&W there still. I don't know if they're still operating or not, but I used to like to stop into those places.
Well, my dad just so happened to live in Wardenville, and yes, that A&W is still open and doing better than ever. I actually stopped over there on Wednesday on my way up to this camp over here. Wonderful food, 10 out of 10 service. And I especially love that there's a little creek out in the back too. So if you ever just wanted to eat outside in the beautiful nature out there, that's the perfect place to do it.
Oh, excellent. If I go to Ordenville, just north of town, northeast of town, they got a state range there for shooting, rifle, shotguns, all that kind of stuff. And every once in a while, I know the guy that runs it there. Every once in a while, I like to go up there. So if I get up there, I'll have to stop at the A&Ws. And if you like to fish at all, there's a place called the Fishing Jackal Grab Bag on M15 north of Davison. I can't remember the name of the road it's on, but it's on the southwest corner of the intersection. Before you get the turnoff for Holloway Dam, and I think it's way before Ken's Gun Shop.
I heard that they have a tackle grab bot just ready to go, apparently. Now, if I was more into fishing, that would be the place I'd love to go. I know my cousins love to fish, too, and that's something they've been doing this entire time at this camp while we're volunteering. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually went out and got a tackle bot from there.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of stuff. If you're into it, or they used to, anyway, I'm sure they still got it, but they used to have blanks, rod blanks, and all the parts, and you could build your own rods. I built a couple of those there. It's kind of an interesting place. It used to be across the street in a great big farmhouse. And for the different little departments, you had to walk through the different rooms, and man, it was kind of cool. And then they built a big store across the road.
Well, now I guess I have to check it out then, too. So let's see. There is the gun sight store, the Red Barn again, that burger place, and then the fish tackle shop. Thank you so much for all these wonderful tips, though. I really appreciate it. I am getting close to my destination of Staples over here in Flint, so I will have to get going in about 2 minutes.
Okay, well, that place is called Fish Tackle Grab Bag. They got a big sign on the front there. So, fun at the camp there, and we'll catch you later, maybe. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Well, it was a pleasure to meet you today, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. This is Chris, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon. Well, it's still morning, but how about that? Have a wonderful day. This is Chris, clear and listening for the next minute or so.
W8, EPD.
Hello, WA. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. We hear you.
I just put a new antenna on top of the truck and tuned it the best I could. So I was just checking it out. Frequencies. Thank you for your response. I know you're close to home. W8, EPD.
Here.
N8WRO from W8FU.
Yes, sir. Good copy. N8WRO.
Okay, good check. Thank you. W8FU.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, commuting again, now in Otisville. Listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WNBPD.
KSA-GIC.
Good afternoon, Mr. DRC, Detroit Rock City. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm outside. That wind is blowing a little bit hard, but it's okay. A little bit cool, which is nice outside. How you doing?
Well, my day didn't go as planned because some of the guys that we were supposed to go golfing with decided not to go golfing because of the chance of rain. Oh well. Other than that, I just dropped off a walkie-talkie to have some work done to it, and I'm on my way home now. Other, you know, good day otherwise.
Good. We were out there at breakfast this morning at the other side. Yeah, we had a good time up there. John and Wally and a few other guys out there.
Yeah, I was thinking about going, but by the time the plans got canceled for the golf, I'd have been there. Everybody would have been finishing up or leaving. So I decided to just not do it.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you. Well, there's another day anyhow. So that's how it is. But it's a beautiful, sunny day here.
Just by this intersection here by the Common Road and Grosbeck, that's it, Grosbeck, where the train tracks go through, and when I was going out, where I went to was a train going southbound, and now I'm passing by it again, and there's a train going northbound. Thank God I don't have to cross it, though.
Hey, you're right. That train is a little bit heading, makes you behind a little bit whatever you have to go. If you had an appointment or something like that. It happened to me before, way back. And then I missed the appointment. I called him and said, hey, the train coming by and I don't know how long it's going to be. Then he said, no, we can't take you anymore. I said, okay, no problem.
we'll do it again next month. So I left it next month.
Well, thank the Lord. The train tracks were on the other side of work from me, so I never had that problem. Except for one night I was on my way to work. I worked the midnight shift. I bowled, and I had gone to the restaurant to get something to eat after bowling. Then I'm on my way to work, and I had enough time. But the train was going by, so it ended up making me late for work.
Did they ask the doctor for that, too, or no?
They didn't. The boss took care of me. I just had to hang around in the morning before getting off work a little bit longer. But he allowed me to get my whole 8 hours. It's not like I did it every day. You know, it happened like once in 30 years.
Oh, yeah, that was nice from him. Take care of you. That's good. A good worker always takes care of. They always, same thing with me. We had that plastic plant, a sport rack. I used to work for a sport rack on 23 Mile. And, you know, there's not much work. You just go ahead and clean up and do what you got to do. And don't worry about nothing. Okay, sir. Thank you very much. I was a team leader. I was team leader for 15 people under me.
Yeah, well, being a skilled trade didn't hurt. If you were late and you were on the production line and it caused an issue with the line getting started, then there was no way they could help you. But, you know, being a skilled tradesperson, you know, I'd just walk over, he'd give me my assignment, and I would jump in where everything was at. So, yeah, you know, but they do take care of the good workers, and I, you know, hardly was late and hardly missed any time that I didn't prearrange.
As you were saying, yeah, they're good for that. Really, they help. Not all the time, they help sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Which can't be all the time, late, and all that, which is, I understand that, no problem. Anyhow, are you heading home?
Yeah, I was over about 14 Mile Road in Utica area. Talking with John Hagen over there. He's taking care of a radio for me. Getting the flash code updated because it's supposed to be a UHF, VHF radio. And the VHF works, but the UHF doesn't. And it should be just a simple update of the flash code. But can't get the depot software. It's not available to us hams and whatnot, so he knows somebody and he's going to get it taken care of for me.
Well, that's good. Is that one of them Motorola ones?
What's the update?
He's going to enable the UHF and every other cool feature. Yeah, it's a Motorola APX 7000.
Yeah, but I mean, what happened with the guy you bought it from?
Well, if this doesn't work or didn't work, I was going to send it to him on Monday. Just because it was going to be sitting around for the weekend, I held off on sending it.
All right. Yeah, sorry, Jack. Hold on. I just want to... Okay, so... Did you get it accomplished? It's done?
No. John's got to take it over to his house and hook it to his laptop because he's got software that allows this guy to do remote work. So he's going to hook the radio to his laptop and Tony's going to flash it remotely.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. All right, I was just curious what was going on. Very good. You guys carry on. I just wanted to see where we were at. For a minute, I thought maybe your place you bought it from, you know, left you high and dry, but there you go.
Yeah, no problem, John. Anytime. Anytime you want to come in, no problem at all. I don't have no problem with that. You know that. All right. So what else are you, Brian?
Oh, no, that's about it. Nobody showed up for breakfast. Well, four of us showed up for breakfast because there was the little ham swap over at Packard Proving Grounds. But Phil, myself, Andrew, and John, T-O-Y, were there. We had a good discussion.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, I really have a good day. I got to cut some of these. I have some lettuces growing very high, and I got some, I got some tomatoes. Yeah, good leaves. They're growing, they're growing tall as me. So I got to cut them and take them inside. Maybe, I don't know if you want any like that or not, but I do eat sometimes, and I don't, you know, eat them a lot of times.
I don't know if my wife wants them or not. I usually leave the meal decisions up to her. I'm the guy that gets to decide when we go out where we're going, but when it comes to making meals at home, it's all up to her. I don't know what she has coming or going, so I'll ask her.
Yeah, no problem. Anyhow, the cucumbers, they already have the flowers in them. I seen about 40, 50 flowers on the cucumbers, the pickled cucumbers, which is good. I mean, the cucumbers coming out very soon.
Well, we just put everything in the ground last weekend, so our cucumbers are a little bit behind schedule. The leeks are about fully done, I do believe. And we got some fruit on our tomato plants already.
I tell you what, I went out there on the tomatoes, and I see one small tomato. And the rest of them, they had flowers, so they have not come up yet. But this rain this morning, it was so hard. I was coming back from breakfast. I really couldn't see nothing on that 59.
Well, I got done putting my antenna, my new magnet mount antenna on the top of my truck. Checked the SWR and got it all dialed up and went inside, and then it started to rain, so I dodged that bullet. I don't recall that we had any really, really heavy downpours. I mean, it got heavy a couple times, but not a downpour. All the way down here, there was a little bit of thunder, not much.
Yeah, by 59 and Shana, that's when it hit as hard. It came so hard, you couldn't see nothing. A few cars pulled on the side. I kept going slowly. So you get out of it.
Well, slow is good, especially when it rains heavy like that. But, yeah, I'm getting close to the home 20. I'm going to swing in and grab some Gatorade at the store real quick, and then I'll be home. I will talk at everybody later. W8DPD, I'll be clear on your final.
Hi, Brian. Good to hear from you and good talking to you. Always as always, you take care and have a good evening. KFA-GRC.
KB8OOE Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Can you do I ask?
You're connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-W-U-O testing.
Well, I got you in there, John. Heard you pretty good, just a little bit of background noise. N-A-C-A-F.
All right, well, very good. Thank you, sir. Testing out Brian's radio. I think we got it all fixed up, so thank you for that.
No problem. It sounded good. He should be real happy with it.
Well, very good. This is his radio one other way. Still coming in okay?
Yes, it is. And you're just fine. There was a slight change in the voice quality, but nothing to really say anything about. Everything else about it is just fine. Come in nice and quiet.
All right, yeah, cool. One had a speaker mic, and this one does not. So that could be the reason. But all right, well, I'm going to give him a call and let him know his radio appears to be ready to go.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Were they able to change Q52 to Q53 or vice versa?
I'm a little ignorant as to what you mean, unfortunately. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, the non-federal versus federal FPP.
Yeah, that's affirmative. We can basically put any features on it that you want.
No, I understand that. What I'm asking is, it had Q53 non-federal, and I wasn't sure if you could add 52 federal with 53. So that was what I was that was my only concern. The two things I told him to get in addition to the UHF enable was Bluetooth, because he had the hardware, and then upgrade from non-federal to federal FPP. But that was the only one I was worried about, was that one, because it already had the other one.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm looking at the code plug that he put in. It does look like it's using 52. I'm not sure what 53 is. I'll ask him. I'll reach. I do see it, FCC convention. So he has 52. That appears to be the federal government front panel programming enhancement. 53 is, I think, what it used to be, but it has 52 now. So that probably is what he wants.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. He had 53, but he wanted 52. And it's easy to add something, but it's not always so easy when you have something that conflicts, because there's not, as far as I know, not an easy way to remove. So it must, I don't know, maybe it, I don't know. I was concerned because 53 was in it. I was concerned that it wouldn't take 52.
Gotcha, okay. I can, so I have like a before and after, so he did remove it. So he found a way to pull it out of there. So that's good. I think, I don't know how he did it, but I'm going to find out.
Well, depending on whether, depending on how, you know, in my experience, I completely create a new flash, and then I push that flash in, so it doesn't really care what it was. It just becomes whatever the flash I push. So there's no removing or adding, but things are a little different in the APEX world. So, all right, not a big deal. I was just, if it got it, it's got it. If it's got 52, it's got 52. That's fed. And clearly he got his UHF band enabled, so the only thing left was the Bluetooth. I'm sure you covered that.
Yeah, we definitely have Bluetooth. We were a little worried about the Bluetooth because we weren't positive the radio had it. I didn't really look, but I have seen it. I think Anthony's, one of his, we turned Bluetooth on, but it doesn't have the board. So it would complain unless we turned Bluetooth off in CPS, and I did that, and it seems to be working just fine, and now there's no more complaining. And his radio, which I am using now, does have UHF or Bluetooth, and I confirmed it. And the radio is not complaining about a missing Bluetooth board, so I think we're good to go. I teed up my radio in the basement there, and then I teed up his radio, and it wasn't receiving, so I'm wondering if it wouldn't hurt to balance this. But I'll leave that up to him.
73, guys. I'm at the ES station. NACAF, clear.
All right, Cliff. We'll see you. Yeah, it'd probably be a good idea to get it on the box. I'll have to tell him to be in hot standby mode, and when the opportunity arises, I'll have him pop on in for take it around the block. But all right, very good. I was just worried about that one, and I did. Brian said he did verify it had the hardware. So once I figured out it had the hardware, I told him, ask him for that as well.
All righty. Well, yeah, sounds like he's all fixed up, and what a cool radio. I mean, I did a fair amount of research trying to find the board, they're hard to find, and you don't see too many VHF, UHF, ATXs. To me, it's just crazy for an ATX 7000 to not have a 7800 megahertz band in it. So it's a rarity, I think, but I could be wrong. I don't see many of them.
Well, not only are they rare, but most often when you find them, they got UHF R2. So to have a VHF and a UHF R1 is a beautiful thing. I tried to convert one of my VHF 8s into a VHF UHF R1, but I boogered it all up, and I ended up sending the radio back and getting it fixed. But I said to myself, yeah, I'm never going to play with that again. But now I might be more apt to try it, because that was very early when the 7000 was still a supported product. But now that it's out of support, there's a lot less. Things are loosening up a bit. Anyhow, the 7K is a nice radio. It's a little bit taller, but it's got a great form factor, and that display is just gorgeous compared to the 8K.
Yeah, I agree. That is a nice screen. It's a very nice radio, so he is going to be thrilled. So, I'm glad we could get it all worked out for him and get that. I'm glad it worked out, because we were kind of perplexed as to if this thing was based on the flash or the tags on it. It was born VHF, UHF, and so it should have always been. So how, and then the UHF R1 was the primary band. So it's confusing to me anyway as to why it was existing in the world without the primary band being on. So I don't know. That was weird. We were worried that the RF board was toast, but seems to be working.
All right. Well, I'll let you go ahead and get a hold of him. I'm sure he's champing the bit to get that thing back, and we'll want to get that thing on the box as fast as possible. Tell him not to, tell him to get a hold of me, and tell him not to contact the people he got it from until we put it on the box. And if for any reason you know, there's something else wrong before he calls up and says everything's fine. See if we can't get that done ASAP.
Yeah, to that point, I am going to stop using it, and I think it'd probably be good to put it on the balancer, you know, or alignment tool, and before you get a little too long-winded on it, especially if it's if it needs the alignment, couldn't hurt to you know, stop using it for the time being, especially me, you know, he can use it, but I should stop.
There you go. All right, cool. Well, that was very good. That worked out. All right, back to mocking up my Noveski. Dub, you had a few.
All righty. Well, enjoy the Noveski, and sorry, Cliff, I forgot to say see you later. Talk to you soon. Have a good one, guys. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Hey, Sean, before you jump away.
Yeah, who called?
It is I, K-A-P-R. You wouldn't believe it, but you know, I had the old the Kenwood VHF UHF thing. I had on eBay. It's a package deal with everything. I just sold it.
There you go. So makes that makes the pain of the flagship rig much more palatable, doesn't it?
Yep. Now I've more than covered the cost of that. I got more than double what I paid for this stuff.
How much did it cut into your flagship?
Well, like I said, with that and the sale of that spectrum analyzer thing, it's more than covered it.
Nice. There you go. Well, that's like the lion's share of my purchase when I finally make the decision will be that R8600 that I peddled. So I'm in a similar place. The only problem is I got rid of the gear first, so the money's sitting there, and it looks like savings. And it's losing its ignore it factor. I'm trying that.
Yeah, well, that happens. So, yeah, if I can, and I still got this extra, this hand hose, Kenwood handheld, if I can sell that, then I'll jump on one of those E5s. I really want to get one of those. So, I'm still waiting for one to show up at a reasonable price.
Which one?
The E5.
I'm drawing a blank. I have no idea what that is.
The dual control head with the, you know which one it is.
Oh, yeah, E5. Yeah, control head. I thought you were talking about a radio, and I'm trying to, what the hell's a... It sounded like you were saying VE5. I'm like, I was confused. All right, yeah, no, I get you.
Yep, that's the idea. And then turn around and sell the 07 head to make up for part of that.
True that. There you go. All right, well, good deal. Good deal. It's a splendid setup. So as you start to whittle away at what it costs you, that makes it even better. All right. Have fun. You can give me the gory details next time we meet up.
All right. Catch you later. KPR.
Uh-huh. W8FU.
K-E-A-W-O-A.